All right, so get this.
Astrology. It's been around forever, right? And we're not just talking about like checking your horoscope in the newspaper.
Right.
You guys send in some wild stuff about how people are using it to like actually boost their happiness.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, I'm super into it, though also a little, really, about some of it. But that's what we're here for, right? To like deep dive into this stuff.
Exactly. We're gonna break it all down.
One thing that blew my mind was just how many kinds of astrology there are. I always thought it was just, the zodiac.
Right.
But we've got Chinese, Indian, even stuff based on just one specific planet. Wild.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it than people realize.
For real. Okay, so before we go too far down the rabbit hole, let's like lay some groundwork.
Yike.
Back to basics. What is astrology in a nutshell?
So basically, it's looking at how all that stuff of the planets, stars, the whole shebang affects us down here on Earth.
Okay, I'm with you.
It's like the universe is this big cosmic dance, and we're all part of it.
Ooh, I like that.
We're all moving and grooving together.
So it's more than just like, will I meet someone tomorrow kind of thing.
Way more. It's about understanding the energies and patterns, both inside us and out there in the universe. It's kind of like your birth chart, where the planets were when you were born. That's like your cosmic fingerprint.
A cosmic fingerprint.
Yeah, it shows your natural tendencies, strengths, weaknesses, all that good stuff.
Okay, hold up. Cosmic fingerprint. How does that even work? We're talking
Yeah.
about the zodiac signs, right?
Exactly. So most people know the Western zodiac. Aries, Taurus, Gemini, all that. Each sign has its own like personality and tendencies.
Right, like fire signs, earth signs, all that.
Yeah. And each element, fire, earth, air, water, they each bring their own vibe. Like fire signs, passionate, energetic.
And then you've got your earth signs all grounded and practical.
Right. It's funny how accurate it can be, right?
It really is. Okay, but you mentioned other types of astrology too. Those use the same 12 signs.
Some do, like Vedic astrology from India. They've got 12 signs, but they have different names and meanings.
Huh, interesting.
And then there's Chinese astrology with its 12 animals.
Oh, yeah, year of the dragon, all that.
Exactly. Each animal's got its own whole personality type. It's really cool to see how different cultures view it all.
It is. Okay, my brain's kind of buzzing with all these systems right now. Let's stick with the Western zodiac for a sec.
Sure.
One thing I've always wondered is like, what about all those other planets? I know my sun sign, but what do they do?
Good question. Okay, so picture your birth chart like a stage.
Okay.
The planets, those are your actors.
Ooh, I like this.
Each one represents a different energy or drive inside you. Like Mars, that's your action, ambition planet.
Go-getter energy.
Exactly. And then Venus, that's all love and beauty, how we connect with others.
Mars is like, let's do this. And Venus is chilling with a face mask on.
Basically.
Okay, so how does this actually like play out in our lives?
Think of it like this. Your sun sign, that's your core, who you are deep down.
Yeah.
But then there's your moon sign, that's your emotional world, your inner selves,
Yeah.
and your rising sign or ascendant, that's the mask you show the world.
So it's not just one thing, it's like,
A whole cosmic cocktail.
yes, a cosmic cocktail of like all these planetary influences, and that's what makes you you.
Exactly. And then we look at where each planet is in your birth chart, like what house it's in. Those houses represent different parts of life, career, love, money.
Okay, this is getting kind of complex.
It can be, yeah.
One of the things you sent me, it mentioned something called a cosmic energy profile with like 260 different
Oh,
signs.
yeah.
What in the world is that all about?
That's some next level stuff. It's from this modern astrologer, and it goes way beyond the 12 signs, like asteroids, fixed stars, even theoretical points in space. It's like a super in-depth cosmic personality test.
Okay, so that's cool and all, but like, how does any of this make you happier? That's what I want to know.
So one big thing is it helps you really get yourself, like what you're good at, what trips you up. It's like holding up a mirror.
Right.
Say you're an Aries, right? Always charging ahead, full speed.
Well, I know the type.
But that can backfire sometimes,
Yeah.
Impulsive and all that.
Same time.
But here's the thing. Once you know that about yourself, you can work with it, not against it,
So
right?
instead of being like, Aries, why you gotta be so extra? It's more like, okay, how do I make this Aries energy work for me?
Exactly. And relationships too. Imagine a Sagittarius, all free-spirited, hanging with a Cancer who's more like cautious.
Recipe for disaster.
Could be.
Yeah.
But if they get why they bump heads, like their astrological styles are just different, they can actually make it work.
It's like having a cheat sheet for your relationship, kind of.
Right. You know what to expect, so you can roll with it better.
Okay, so self-awareness, relationships.
What about just like making decisions. Oh, people totally use it for that. Like careers, Capricorn, super practical, disciplined. They might crush it in finance, you know? While a Leo might be drawn to something more creative, like acting.
So it's about figuring out where your natural talents fit in.
Totally. And it goes beyond just jobs. Say you got to make a big money decision. If you tend to be impulsive, like a fire sign, maybe you take a beat, think it through extra carefully.
Instead of just like YOLOing into it.
Thank you
So it's not
for.
that the stars are like telling you what to do. It's more like giving you hints about how you operate so you can make smarter choices.
That's it. And this is where it gets kind of tricky.
Yeah, makes you think for sure.
It's a question people have been debating forever. But even if you don't buy into all that destiny stuff, just thinking about these archetypes, the planets,
Yeah.
it makes you look at yourself differently, right?
Oh, totally. Like, huh, maybe I am a little impulsive.
Right.
Or wow, that is so my partner, down to a T.
And that self-awareness is huge, right? Looking at your patterns, good and bad.
Yeah.
That's how you grow, how you find happiness.
You know, one thing that really stuck out to me in all this is how important it seems to be to actually talk to a professional astrologer.
Oh, yeah.
Like getting a personalized reading, not just reading about it online.
Huge difference. It's like you could read a travel guide, or you could actually go there with a local who knows all the spots, right?
Right.
A good astrologer, they can look at your specific chart, all the details,
Yeah.
and be like, okay, this is what this means for you.
So it's not just, oh, you're a Leo, you must be like this.
Exactly. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's way more nuanced. They can see things you might miss, talents you didn't know you had, challenges you got to watch out for.
Like a cosmic therapist,
No,
almost.
kinda. They help you understand your own personal cosmic blueprint.
I dig it. And they're not just gonna like predict your
No,
future.
I know. It's more about giving you the tools to make choices that line up with, like, the best version of yourself.
There's that free will thing again.
Right? You're always in the driver's seat.
Well, we've covered a ton today, from ancient astrology stuff to modern takes, figuring out yourself, relationships, making decisions.
It's a lot.
But as always, gotta leave you with something to chew on.
A little cosmic snack.
This whole idea of astrology being part astronomy, part spirituality, that's been sticking with me.
Yeah.
Like, we're looking out at the universe, but also inward at ourselves. So here's my question for you listening. What about that part of it, the spiritual side? What makes you curious? What resonates with you?
Maybe it's the idea that there's like a bigger plan out there, that we're all
Or
connected.
maybe it's just that feeling of awe when you look up at the night sky, you know? Like, whoa, we're part of something massive.
Totally. Maybe you're fired up to look up your own birth chart now, see what it says.
Or maybe you're just gonna look at the stars a little differently tonight.
Whatever it is, keep exploring, keep asking those big questions.
Love that. All right, that's our deep dive for today. Until next time, keep looking up, listeners.